910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Reaction has been mixed in the wake of President Biden pardoning son Hunter's tax and gun convictions.
We know that the president had talked to his family about this potential pardon over the weekend. Senior staff was informed on Saturday night that there was a possibility that he would do this, and he made up his mind yesterday. And he said in his statement last night that once he made the decision to issue the pardon, there was no sense in delaying it further.
ABC's Karen Travers. Madison, Wisconsin Judge Jacob Frost on Monday restored collective bargaining rights to teachers and other public employee unions that were stripped away by the legislature in 2011. An appeal to the state Supreme Court is likely. Swiss prosecutors say Right to Die activist Florian Willett was released on Monday after more than 2 months in custody over the reported first use of a so-called suicide capsule. Investigators ruled out the possibility of an intentional homicide. This is ABC News. Believed to have been held in Gaza, officials have confirmed the death of an Israeli-American soldier in the Hamas sneak attack more than a year ago.
We understand that he was killed on that initial battle on the morning of October 7th. The IDF initially thought that perhaps he had just been wounded and dragged into Gaza. He was attacked in a tank that he commanded. He apparently did not survive. There now remain only three hostages that are believed to be alive who have American citizenship.
ABC's Matt Gutman. The Supreme Court took arguments on the ban on flavored e-cigarettes.
The agency says that those candy flavors like Juicy, the Jimmy Juice Man, Peachy Strawberry, and Icy Pineapple Express are dangerous. They hook kids. But the industry today made a strong argument, rather, that those flavors are really good for adults who want to quit smoking and that there's actually a real benefit to public health. So we'll have to see how the justices weigh that science.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is here to help protect you against scams. If you receive a text or email about a delayed package, find a popular item sold online at a deep discount, or get a phone call from a government agency, loved one, or stranger asking for money or private information, that is a scam. Don't respond to these messages. Report them to DADCAP and learn more at datcp.wi.gov. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Bucks are on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Pistons tonight in Detroit, an NBA Cup game, the in-season tournament. Doc Rivers thinks this could be a fun game to watch.
It's early in the season, and you have a game that has some meaning behind it. The team that you're playing, it's a must-win for them. You know, it's a must-win for both teams in some ways. You don't get this early. And so I think it's good for everybody.
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Michigan tonight in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation in the latest AP poll. NFL Packers getting ready for the Lions. Green Bay defensive end Lucas Van Ness has a quarterback sack in each of the Packers' last two games. I asked him about Lions quarterback Jared Goff.
Yeah, you know, you've seen that he's a very efficient passer, and we're going to do what we can just to kind of keep the momentum we've had over the past few weeks, getting after quarterbacks and trying to do our best to impact the game that way.
That's the Packers' Lucas Van Ness with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin' Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries coming to an end here in the overnight. The clouds stay put. Lows will drop to the lower teens. Our winds will be light. Tuesday, cloudy skies with highs in the low to mid-20s. The wind turns a bit breezy with more light snow late. Currently 17 degrees.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV's Mike Toomey, who will discuss his 10th annual Christmas special in Southeast Wisconsin. Then Nightlight frequent flyer Frank Anderson joins the show to tell Christmas ghost stories.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program here, the first day of the brand new month. And David Pepper was supposed to be with us right now. I'm not sure what happened, so we'll get to that, or we won't, as time goes on. But there's a few other things I wanted to talk about. The Attorney General for Texas, this is our just plain cruel alert. The Attorney General for Texas, Ken Paxton, the guy who was charged with being a criminal, shall we say, a wildly cruel and corrupt Christian nationalist who was impeached by House Republicans last year and kept his job thanks to the more MAGA Senate Republicans, is how he's described in a piece over at friendlyatheist.com. He is suing a homeless shelter in Texas for, quote, operating a taxpayer-funded drug paraphernalia giveaway next to an elementary school. It is true that Sunrise Homeless Navigation Center is in the neighborhood of an elementary school. And it is true that homeless people and drug addicts go there, and some of the drug addicts go there to get clean needles to prevent them from getting AIDS or Hep C or other diseases that are transmitted by people using needles. And it is true that these people really need help. I mean, they're genuinely homeless and genuinely drug addicted. And Ken Paxton's trying to shut them down, saying that there's a school and the neighborhoods don't like homeless people. But he doesn't want to replace it with anything. What are you going to do? You shut that down, and where are these homeless? I mean, it's just going to make the situation worse, right? So the charity is fighting back, and they're saying, we have a religious liberty under the First Amendment. We have the right to do things because of our faith. Now, this is something that the Supreme Court has reaffirmed over and over and over again. You don't have to bake a cake for a queer couple if your religion doesn't like queer people, right? You don't have to officiate at a wedding. You don't have to provide services in many ways to people if your religion opposes it. Used to be they quoted Christianity to prevent, to withhold services from black people. Now it's queer people. But, bottom line, and now Paxton is basically saying, you can't use religion to provide. This is kind of the opposite of it, right? The Supreme Court has said, yes, religion allows you to be a bigot, basically. Well, here comes a church. This is Sunrise Community Church is part of the Reformed Church of America, which is generally a liberal Protestant branch. And, they run homeless shelters and things. I mean, that is literally doing what Jesus said in Matthew 25, serving the least of the least, among you. When you do it unto them, you've done it unto me, he said. So anyhow, the Alan Graham, the Texas Christian nonprofit's Mobile Loaves and Fishes and Community First Village, he said, thankfully, the First Amendment, federal law and state law protect churches that serve people experiencing homelessness across our country, even when governments attempt to restrict their work. So keep an eye on this. This is going to get interesting. This is from the lawsuit. Again, I'm quoting from friendlyatheist.com. Paxson says it spends dozens of pages describing all the ways people in the community are disturbed by the people serviced by Sunrise, but he has no plan B to help them out. He wants to shut down the Christian ministry without offering any kind of alternative, and the unhoused people aren't going to go away. They add, if the Republicans running the state government want to give the city enough funding to open new shelters away from local schools, that would be one thing. But that's not the case here. Paxson just wants to shut this one down. So anyhow, they note that these faith-based arguments, you know, like I said, they've had some success with the Supreme Court. Will they succeed here? Will the Supreme Court say, yes, based on your faith, you can be a bigot and deny services to some people, but based on your faith, you can't continue. We're not going to say that based on your faith, you can continue to serve the poor and the homeless. Even though that's the essence at the core of Christianity. It is at the core of the Sermon on the Mount. It is at the core of Matthew 25, the parable of the goats and the sheep. Look it up. But no, they're saying not us. Meanwhile, will most media get banned first? I mean, this is something, you know, very interesting. The separation of church and state, religion and public schools being tested by Christian conservatives. The Texas State Board of Education is going to be voting next month on whether to allow public school districts, this is kind of along the same lines, to opt into a new elementary school curriculum featuring Bible-based lessons. And this material got narrow approval in the Republican State Board of Education, 8-7 vote. So all the Democrats vote on the board said no, and three Republicans joined them and said no, but they still had 8 Republicans who want the Bible in the curriculum for teachers in elementary schools in Texas. And what's bizarre about this, I mean, this is Christian nationalism on steroids. Right. What's bizarre about this is that teachers don't have to teach this, but if they do, they get $60 per child per year for putting, this is in their fifth grade classrooms, for putting the Bible into or religion. Now, let me be very clear. I am not only not opposed to teaching about religion in schools, I'm actually in favor of it. I think that we should have comparative religion classes. I think people need to understand the difference between Judaism and Christianity and Hinduism and you know, the ancient, you know, Nordic religions. I mean, you know, we have one regular caller, you know, into the program who's always, you know, Happy Freya's Day, right? Freya is the goddess, a Norwegian goddess, right? I mean, there are still people who are practicing Druidism and who are practicing some of the ancient religions. We should be talking about all these things in public schools and pointing out, you know, the various mythologies, because these are all, you know, really mythologies and the history associated with them. But to advocate belief in any of them is a completely different thing. And that's what they're trying to do in Texas. This is Mark Chauncey. He's a religion studies professor at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. He says, quote, when a public school plays religious favorites by emphasizing Christianity more than any other tradition, and by teaching about Christianity in a way that's likely to promote encouragement of Christianity's religious claims, then that violates all of our religious freedom. Now, Texas is not alone in this. On January 1st, you know, in 4 weeks, A law goes into effect in Louisiana that requires all teachers K through 12 to post the Ten Commandments in their classrooms. Now, there's an appeal. It's on hold right now, but that's when it's supposed to start. In Oklahoma, the top, Ryan Walters, the top education official for the state, bought a bunch of Trump Bibles and wants to incorporate the Bible into lesson plans. There's a lawsuit there, too. And Walters, the guy in Oklahoma, has even said that teachers who don't teach the Bible could lose their license to teach in Oklahoma. So it's getting pretty wild. In fact, it's getting very wild out there. So what's going on with this? We'll be back on the other side of the break. It's 15 minutes past the hour. Stick around. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your call.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, said he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. I feel great after taking Superbearing. I always remember to take my one capsule a day. Superbearing is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Just go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing. It's spelled B-E-R-I-N-E. So Superbearing, S-U-P-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E.com. And the code is TOM to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. This stuff really works. Superbearing.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M. To the setting sun. We rise each day, the work's never done. With calloused hands and dreams so bright, we build this nation day and night. Work is the heart of America's pride. With good wages and less quality beside. Every effort, every task. Welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour. So Alexander Vindman is pushing back on Elon Musk. This is pretty amazing. I saw this over the holiday weekend. It was Wednesday, I think, that this happened, of last week, day before Thanksgiving. Musk posted on his on X, quote, "Vindman is on the payroll of Ukrainian oligarchs and has committed treason against the United States, for which he will pay the appropriate penalty." Now, this is Alexander Vindman. He's the lieutenant colonel who listened in on the conversation that Donald Trump had with President Zelensky when he tried to blackmail him into support, into finding, you know, creating dirt on Joe Biden. And Vindman reported this, and the report became the basis of Trump's impeachment. Nobody is disputing that Trump actually had that conversation with Zelensky. Zelensky has verified it. Trump has verified it. Trump says it was a beautiful conversation. Trump got impeached for this in the House of Representatives, and the spineless Republicans, led by Mitch McConnell, failed to convict him in the House so he could run again for president. You can thank the Republicans in the Senate had two opportunities. I got a friend, I got a note this morning from Jim Turr, an old friend, saying, you know, do you think that the Republicans will stand up to Trump this time with these nominees? And my reply to Jim was, you know, they didn't stand up to him on the impeachments. What makes you think they're going to stand up to him now? Now, I realize the margins are different and, you know, maybe something's going to happen here. But anyhow, Elon is threatening Vindman with death for setting up Trump's first impeachment. This is pretty crazy stuff. And Vindman replied. He said, "Elon, here you go again, making false and completely unfounded accusations without providing any specifics. That's the kind of response one would expect from a conspiracy theorist. What oligarch? What treason? I do run a," he said, "let me help you out with the facts. I don't take and have never taken money from any oligarchs, Ukrainian or otherwise. I do run a nonprofit foundation, HereRightMattersFoundation.org, to help Ukraine defend itself from Russia's unprovoked attack on February 24, 2022. I served in the military for nearly 22 years, and my loyalty is to supporting the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's why I reported presidential corruption when I witnessed an effort to steal an election. That report was in classified channels, and when called by Congress to testify about presidential corruption, I did so as required by law. You, Elon, Binman writes, appear to believe you can act with impunity and are attempting to silence your critics. I am not intimidated. Now, Binman has also announced that he's moved over to Blue Sky, where I encourage you to go follow him, Alexander Binman. And, of course, his brother, Eugene Binman, I believe, was just elected to the House of Representatives, wasn't it? Yeah. I think from Maryland. I'd have to go back and look it up. But this is crazy. I mean, when the world's richest guy says that you deserve death to 200 million people and puts a target on your back, that's serious stuff. Meanwhile, the Trump people are saying that they're going to run the White House differently. This is Donald Trump Jr. He's saying that the White House press briefing room is going to look more like the way Americans get their news. Now, and that Joe Rogan might be sitting next to Maggie Haberman from the New York Times. There is some truth to the fact that we are witnessing in real time the collapse, the deconstruction, essentially, of America's legacy media. I mean, you know, when the Washington Post is now owned by a billionaire who hates unions, and when he refused to allow them to endorse Kamala Harris, millions of us, or many of us, including myself, canceled our subscriptions to the Washington Post. The New York Times routinely sane-washes Trump and does both sides-ism. They're doing it almost every day now. And they're losing, you know, readership as a result of it. People are just keeping their subscriptions to play the puzzle. You've got, the big networks giving equal time to Republicans who just literally go on and lie. I was shocked the other day when I heard this on CNN, in fact. Jim Acosta had a Republican on, and the guy just lie after lie after lie. And Acosta was able to catch him on one or two of the four or five lies that this guy said, you know, right in a row. But the people are just saying, screw the media. You know, people are starting to get their news from, you know, podcasts, programs like this, which is an opinion program. This is not a news program. I'm telling you my thoughts on these issues, not just about the issues. We really need news.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You know, news without bias. We need a source of news that we can trust. Sadly, at the moment, we don't really have one.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Reaction has been mixed in the wake of President Biden pardoning son Hunter's tax and gun convictions.
We know that the president had talked to his family about this potential pardon over the weekend. Senior staff was informed on Saturday night that there was a possibility that he would do this, and he made up his mind yesterday. And he said in his statement last night that once he made the decision to issue the pardon, there was no sense in delaying it further.
ABC's Karen Travers. Madison, Wisconsin Judge Jacob Frost on Monday restored collective bargaining rights to teachers and other public employee unions that were stripped away by the legislature in 2011. An appeal to the state Supreme Court is likely. Swiss prosecutors say Right to Die activist Florian Willett was released on Monday after more than 2 months in custody over the reported first use of a so-called suicide capsule. Investigators ruled out the possibility of an intentional homicide. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, Glickhead Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries coming to an end here in the overnight. The clouds stay put. Lows will drop to the lower teens. Our winds will be light. Tuesday, cloudy skies with highs in the low to mid-20s. The wind turns a bit breezy with more light snow late. Currently 17 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name. America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Luke Mathers joins us for some Tuesday Tangents with Luke and also a What's Worse. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're a bigot, Mr. Trump, a xenophobic mess. From Muslim bands to Charlottesville.
Yeah, there we go. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up? Happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays. Greetings. You know, with the Hunter Biden pardon, I can't talk to you about it if I'm on the express bus in Manhattan, but it should come as a no-brainer. I mean, we know what's coming up, and I find that his life is in grave jeopardy under a Trump administration.
Oh, yeah.
The history of violence, hate, racism, sexism, illegal retaliation. We could make a long list. And had Biden not done what he did, I hate to think what could have happened to Hunter. So let's apply the term exigent circumstances.
I'm with you. You know, I think Biden needs to go farther. I think that Biden should right now preemptively pardon Jack Smith, Merrick Garland, all the lawyers who worked on Jack Smith's team by name, and frankly, anybody else that they can figure out is on Trump's enemies list. I think that he should preemptively pardon all of them right now.
Exactly. I mean, we're dealing with, once again, domestic terrorism and organized crime. There's just no other way to put it.
In the White House, yeah. Not in the White House, in the Trump, in the planned
admin.
Trump White House, yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm with you. Michael, thank you. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Look, Angela Merkel's got a new book out called Freedom. And there's a quote in there that I think is the most important quote of any political leader currently. And the thing is, you know, Sherrod Brown, he did an interview with, I guess it was the CNN, and he, you know, it was sad what he was saying because he's sort of right. And this is how they connect. Look, Angela Merkel said that she heard that Trump was transactional. She thought that meant, you know, she gets something, he gets something. You know, they cooperate on a deal.
Like a business.
But she quickly learned that she made a mistake. With Trump, it's not just that. There has to be a winner or a loser. And why that's important is because Americans, certainly all Trumpers, but not just Trumpers, are that way now. And how this relates to Sherrod Brown is Sherrod Brown was saying, and he's right, Sean Jordan, a Texas federal judge, he eliminated the necessity for employers to pay overtime. And look, Tom, I'm going to tell you something that's explosive right now, but it's true. Bernie Moreno, the Republicans, Donald Trump, they're not popular amongst workers or anybody, really. We're in an age of politicainment, what I call politicainment, where you've got these guys like Joe Rogan. They're just doing entertainment. They switch back and forth from political parties. And a demagogue like Trump, just all that does is benefit them.
Yeah.
All right. And frankly, it's not the Democratic Party that is reviled. People just get their political advice from their first-line supervisors because that's all they can really feel. And their first-line supervisors or business owners tend to want tax cuts, okay? Yeah. They want to join the Gilded Age, all right? And what the Democrats are doing is just not real. They don't feel it. It's like with racism, right?
Yeah, no, I totally get it, Dave. And this is where the Democrats need to fine-tune their message, you know, basically— Just like, you know, when you call in, you try to make one big point, right? Democrats, at the most, should not be trying to make more than three big points and then pound them over and over and over again. And you see the Republican Party has been doing that for years. Dave, thank you. Excellent point. Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing, Tom?
Good. What's on your mind?
You're going to have to That's again, I got a little cough here. But love your show. And I can remember during the last Trump administration, we were worried that if he got back in power, you might go to jail and I might go to jail. But I've been saying it for years, and I'll say it again. We have to have an alternative where we need to shut down Fox News, and we need to get the money out of politics. Because we're not going to get anything done. We're going to feel a lot of pain throughout this administration. And until we can have, you said a murder today, what they had with Obama, they had when the people came out, the Republicans came out.
Are you talking about the attempt to end Obamacare during Trump's administration?
What's the name of the act?
The Affordable Care Act, when John McCain came up and stopped them?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're thinking of something else. I'm sorry, Charles. I don't know.
Okay, well, they came out and they protested and everything. I forgot what they called it.
Yeah, Charles, your phone is breaking up really badly. I'm not sure why. I'm going to have to put you on hold here I haven't had an opportunity to make your point. So, Mateo, Charles is on line one. If you can figure out what's going on with his phone. Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. We went to my husband's cousins and their Trumpsters, mm-hmm. and I have to say I felt like you were there in spirit. So we were there, and we were passed out these sheets to write down what we're grateful for and what our favorite food is. Mm-hmm. So my eyes were popping out when I glanced at my husband's answers. First question, what are you grateful for? He writes in big letters, the Constitution. I felt like I was sitting next to Tom Hartman. I had a big smile on my face, and I remembered because he always tells me, now don't talk politics. Mm-hmm. So I was, like, so surprised. So Penny, who passed the sheets out, she is super religious, and she always says a prayer before the dinner. So she had everyone bring the sheets to her. And one of the Trumpster cousin brings his answers over, and he lays it on the table, and it says, he says, oh, a kid filled this out. And the first answer is, he's grateful for President Trump. Mm-hmm. And here's the crazy part. The second answer, the food, favorite food, edibles. And everybody says, no, no way. A kid did not write that. So we're all arguing with him. And so his wife's sheet, she's grateful for wine and favorite food, mashed potatoes. So, Tom, why that sheet sat in front of me on the table, I couldn't stand it. So I snuck it off the table because I couldn't stand grateful for Trump, and I nonchalantly shredded it, crumbled it into a ball, and threw it in the garbage. So then we start going around the room saying what we're grateful for. And most everyone says family and friends.
Yeah.
So my husband is the last one to go. And he says, I'm grateful for the Constitution. Tom, you could have heard a pin drop in that room. It was silent.
Well, how do you dispute that, you know? That's sweet. That's sweet.
So then.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Keep going.
It was crazy. So then I'm in the middle at the table, and I hear both sides of the conversations. So one side is crazy, absolutely crazy. Mike's cousin is saying Muslims are going to take over our country. And my daughter looks at me like, she's crazy. It was Michael's cousin. She's crazy. And so then I have to try and tell her she watches Fox. So then my husband's trying to tell her, you're crazy. And he says, and she's really fearful. And he says, do you understand there's only 2% of Muslims in our country? Which I don't think was the best answer. But then he was saying, where are you getting this from? And she was absolutely crazy. So then on my side, Penny, who's super religious, abortion comes up. And I'm like, uh-oh, I am so nervous. She's so religious. And she says, anyone who wants an abortion should be able to be allowed to get an abortion. And I'm like, wow. And so my daughter is so thankful. She's like so relieved. So we survived that, but it was insane.
Well, what a great story. What a great story. Jessica.
What great craziness, right? We survived.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that with us.
My husband, Tom, I was thinking, my goodness. Yeah, I thought of you.
Well, that's sweet. That's sweet. Jessica, thanks for sharing your story with us. I've been genuinely curious how people have dealt with this. And you're the first person to share a, yes, we had Trumpers for Thanksgiving story. That's a good one. Thank you, Jessica. It's always nice hearing from you. We'll be right back. It's just about 45 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Yep, sure enough, it's your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back with more of your thoughts.
If you turn 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Peter Rapine, the managing editor of E-Bombs World.
Another dumb paid millions for a duct-taped banana. You don't get to take home the banana. You're just taking the concept of it.
They sold this for $6.2 million. The guy bought a banana for 35 cents and took a thing of duct tape and put it on a white wall.
It's art, baby.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas where every culture shares delight with tables full of joy and laughter. And every heart feels warm tonight. I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas with dishes from around the globe. May our bonds grow stronger as we dine, and may the season truly shine. I'm dreaming of a warm Christmas with flavors rich.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Yeah, well, happy Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever the holiday may be for you. Greetings. It's the beginning of that month, right? Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, you were trying to make a point before and your phone was breaking up and I couldn't understand it. You want to try it again?
Yeah. I'm wondering, is this better?
Yeah, this is fine.
Okay, wonderful. You know I love you, Tom. You know, we've been hanging together since 2003. the thing is, there's no buts. The thing is, basically, I've been complaining over years. I've been saying that we have to find a way to shut down Fox News. You said, no, we can't do it. And I said, well, there's too much money in politics. And my whole point was basically, I was thinking of the Tea Party. I couldn't think of the group. Mm-hmm. But what the Tea Party actually did in their with their racist angst and all of their conspiracy theories, it brought enough people out that they actually decided to get rid of all the rhinos in their party, yeah. All the Republicans in name only.
Yeah, the Tea Party began the purge, and then the Trump people amplified the purge. And I think the midterm elections in 2026 are really going to finish the purge. I think they're going to get all the non-MAGA Republicans out of the Senate that they can.
Well, I think what's going to happen is we're going to go through some pain as Democrats,
yeah,
liberals and progressives and conservative Democrats. Where we're going to have a turf a moment where we're going to get rid of dinos only.
I agree with you. And that's why I want Ben Wickler as the head of the DNC, because he's a solid progressive and he understands how to win elections and he understands how to talk to people. He's only 43 years old. Louise and I met him, years ago. I think it was in 2008, might have been 2006, in Madison at John Nichols' home. And at a party, my recollection is it was like a Christmas party or something. I think it was a snowy day, but I might be wrong. Sometimes memory plays tricks on you. But I remember after meeting Ben, Louise saying, keep an eye on that kid. He's going someplace. He was in his late 20s at the time, and he looks young anyway. But he's been on our program a number of times. By the way, Sean just told me Pete Hegseth has been on our program a number of times. I used to debate him back in 2016.
Lord.
Yeah, good Lord, yeah. Ben's a good guy, and I want to see him on. Charles, I need to move along, but thank you for the call. Spot on. I completely agree with you, and we do need to get money out of politics. It's a poison. Thank you. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's up?
Thanks, Tom. I concur that we do need to get money out of politics, but my thought is with regard to RFK Jr., I think his policy positions sort of have a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde situation, and the question is which one will Trump allow to emerge in his desire to appease Russia and destroy the country?
Yeah.
Can I elaborate?
Sure.
The Dr. Jekyll part, obviously, is his historical opposition to vaccines. But the Mr. Hyde is his position as an environmental lawyer. I think he was part of the suit on the pesticide glyphosate, which glyphosate. Which revealed internal EPA collusion, and then his position on Fruit Loops, although it's been derided in the media, is basically correct. I think California has banned Fruit Loops as long as they use colored dyes, which are known to contribute to developmental disabilities in kids. And I think Canada has already prohibited the dyes. And so the question is, I mean,
Who's going to show up?
What will Trump and his corporate thugs allow to happen?
My guess is that anything that reduces the profits of the food industry or the drug industry is probably not going to happen. But who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Bob Kennedy has a long history of being kind of a renegade. You know, in some ways it's occasionally nutty, and in some ways he's spot on. I mean, you know, he used to come on this program regularly. And I'd rather he wasn't in that position. And if I was lobbying a senator,
He should be EPA assistant administrator for pesticides and toxics.
Yeah, I'd go for that. I'd go for that in a heartbeat. Yeah. John, thanks. Good to hear from you.
Thanks.
Jared in Santa Fe. Hey, Jared, what's on your mind today?
Not much, Tom. It's pretty much the same topic as everybody else. You know, there's a tweet that it was a screenshot I saved a while back that stated, I couldn't find the original poster of it, but it stated, The Democratic Party is a CIA psyop to establish good Americans and their hopes and dreams and crush them. You know, the thing is that, like, ever since Obama, there hasn't been, like, a good solid messaging. Like, the media wouldn't air anything from Obama at all. He had to self-produce his own White House speeches.
Yeah.
And, you know, they didn't catch the traction that they should have. And, you know, I understand Biden had a speech impediment, so we didn't really have a vocal mouthpiece. But, you know, it's like almost every week you get a caller that says we need a better message from the party.
And we do. That's why I would be very optimistic about the future of the Democratic Party if Ben Wickler gets chosen as the head of the DNC. You know, I've been saying up until recently, I think Howard Dean should get the job, although Howard Dean apparently doesn't want it. Yeah, so, Jared, I got to run. Thanks for the call. Spot on. Well said. Very well said. On the other side of the break, I believe David Pepper is going to join us. And we'll continue with all of these other conversations here right after that. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Dom Salvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn. WISDEM's chair, Ben Wickler, makes a run for the DNC. Also, Susan Webb Yackey talks about finding common ground in Wisconsin. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, that,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, lean left, straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.